Let's now look at how values evolve. And to start off that discussion, we're going to look at page 3-8. And this is the three parts of a values level. And these are Claire Graves' values. If you'd like to, you can also look on slide 110. These are the three parts to a values level. So what we have is the first part to a values level is the values content. And the values content is what most people measure when they measure values.
That's what you think of when you think of a value.
So they'll do paper and pencil instruments, they'll do interviews, they'll have tests that people can take. But Graves had a different idea. Graves had a different idea because he was sort of a, in his day, you know, in the 60s, he was a technician. And so he had a galvanic skin response meter, and he was measuring the galvanic skin response, which to him said that he was measuring the nervous system. And we got the values content, and then we have the container
which
for
supports,
the values content.
Which supports the content. The container, in our case, is the nervous system. And the nervous system includes the coping mechanism so that the person can function in certain circumstantial
situations.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it for a minute. If something happens outside you, you develop coping mechanisms to be able to deal with that. And one of Graves' theories was, and check this out in your own life, one of Graves' theories was, he says, we don't so much evolve because we do any intellectual process, he says, but what happens is the previous set of values that we had becomes obsolete as new coping mechanisms come into play that just move us on to the next values level. And I don't know if you noticed, but all the values issues you may have wrestled with in the past, did you actually solve those values issues?
Or did the issues suddenly become not important?
Did the issues just suddenly become not important? What? Not important?
Not important.
And great. So that totally supports Graves' system. So rather than wrestling with it and thinking about it and yada, 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 we didn't really do that. What we did was our nervous system evolved, and that's the container.
Now, the test you just took can't possibly measure the container.
Do you understand that? The test you just took can't possibly measure the container. Even the galvanic skin response that Graves hooked up to people couldn't possibly measure the whole of the container. Yeah? Now, so what about it? Well, what we've got then is we've got values content, which is kind of like putting coffee in a coffee cup. And those are the values that most people measure. But Graves says we have the container, and in addition to the container, we just don't just have the container, but we also have the environment in which the situation occurs.
Everything surrounding the cup.
And the environment is everything surrounding the cup. It's every bit of everything. So it's the school, the home, the family, the relationships between people. It's everything that surrounds the cup is the environment.
And the environmental conditions, they bounce against the cup. And bouncing against the cup activates the nervous mechanism inside, which is or not capable of coping.
One that's, of course, capable of coping then is going to be, shall we say, more self-actualized. But one, however, that isn't capable of coping is going to develop, hopefully, coping mechanisms or coping abilities as the person grows and evolves. Does that make sense? So that's how values operate. And that's why values can change. Not because we've gained, you know, the truth is, like, the things that I wrestled with when I was, you know, by the way, I used to have long hair. Did you guys, have you seen the picture of me with long hair? Yeah, and I had a big mustache. My mustache was bigger in the 80s than it was in those pictures. I had a big mustache. No, I had a big mustache. And I was like, you know, yeah, man, cool, you know. And it's so funny. And I went through that period of time, and it wasn't so much that I gained any resolution on it. It wasn't so much I even changed my mind about the values. Think about this for yourself. It wasn't so much I even changed my mind about the values, but all of a sudden, it's kind of like that whole level became obsolete. It was just kind of like, hey, it's a... As my mom would say, it's a no fuss mall. It doesn't mean anything. That's a French expression for it. It means it doesn't make bad, yeah? But But it wasn't even obsolete. It wasn't even like I thought about it. It just all of a sudden new coping mechanisms kicked in.
That's it.
It wasn't an issue, and I moved on to the next level.
You cannot move to the next level unless your nervous system develops the new coping mechanism with the new issues pertaining the new values level.
And then to top it all off, what we have is the environmental conditions, which may change. Ooh, scary. Like, we're moving along a certain direction, and along comes September 11th. What happens? Now, there's an environmental condition nobody could have foreseen that's got to change people. Some people have moved them forward, like in New York City. New York City people are now giving each other hugs. Hugs in New York. And they're going, hey, man, you know, how you feeling today? New York. In New York, I mean, unbelievable. Other people went back to values level 3 and said, we're going to nuke the bastards.
And the only solution to this problem is to go to war and have war until all the terrorists will be killed.
Which, by the way, is another values level thinking. And other people want to put controls in place where you... They're going to take your fingerprint and your ear, you know.
And the iris.
The ear picture. Just to see what, if you have any brain, I don't know, can they see through? Yeah, that's a see-through. See through all the way to the other side. They go, well, this person's got no brains. He's okay. Let him in. So, that's a joke. I'm making a joke. So, there's three parts of the values level, and notice the environmental conditions can change. And when the environmental conditions change, some people go forward in values levels, some people go back. Some people go back in values levels. And that's all part of the game of values. And it's all part, and this gives us a very clear understanding of where in the world is at and where are people at. This,